You're listening to the Injury Helpline Podcast, making injury law easier for everyone.
We're back, and in this episode of the Injury Helpline Podcast, we're exposing a shocking truth about the very places meant to heal us, hospitals. Here's something that will shock you. Over 250,000 people die every year from preventable hospital accidents. That's the equivalent of a jumbo jet crashing every single day in the United States. Today, we're digging into why these errors keep happening, what kinds of accidents occur most often, and what legal options victims and their families have when negligence turns a place of care into a place of harm.
Those numbers are absolutely terrifying when you think about how many people trust hospitals with their lives every day.
And what's really eye-opening is where these accidents happen. We tend to think mainly about surgical errors, but these incidents can occur literally anywhere in a hospital, from emergency rooms to parking garages.
You know, I recently heard about a case where someone was given 100 milligrams of medication instead of 10 milligrams. The consequences were devastating.
That's exactly the kind of error that happens more often than people realize. And here's what's crucial. The Injury Helpline is available 24/7 specifically for these types of cases, offering free consultations to help people understand their rights.
Could you break down the most common types of hospital accidents? I think many people might not even realize they have a case.
Well, beyond surgical errors, you've got falls in hallways or bathrooms, especially dangerous for elderly patients. Then there are infections from poor sterilization, which, get this, can actually be more life-threatening than the original condition that brought someone to the hospital.
That's particularly concerning when you consider how many people are already in vulnerable conditions when they enter a hospital.
And here's something most people don't realize. There's actually a significant difference between hospital negligence and medical malpractice. Like, if you slip on an unmarked wet floor, that's standard negligence. But if a doctor misreads your test results and gives you the wrong treatment, that's medical malpractice.
So what kind of compensation can people typically expect in these cases?
You know, it really depends on the situation. There are the obvious medical bills for additional treatments, lost wages if you can't work, and pain and suffering compensation. In particularly egregious cases, courts might even award punitive damages to send a message to the hospital.
I've heard some people say they're worried about the cost of legal representation in these situations.
That's actually one of the best parts about working with attorneys through the Injury Helpline. They work on a contingency basis, meaning they only get paid if they win your case. Plus, that initial consultation is completely free.
Well, that certainly makes it more accessible for people who might be hesitant to seek legal help.
Exactly. And timing is absolutely crucial in these cases. Depending on your state, you might have anywhere from 1 to 3 years to file. But here's the catch. Some government-run facilities have special notice requirements as short as 90 days.
That really emphasizes why it's so important to act quickly if you suspect you've been involved in a hospital accident.
Right. And let me outline the exact steps someone should take. First, seek immediate medical care, possibly at a different facility. Then, get copies of all your medical records, everything from nurses' notes to medication logs. Keep a detailed diary of your symptoms and save every single receipt related to your care.
That documentation must be crucial for building a strong case.
Absolutely crucial. And you know what's interesting? Even the most prestigious hospitals with cutting-edge technology aren't immune to these kinds of accidents. Sometimes it's due to systemic issues like staffing shortages or communication breakdowns.
So what would you say to someone who's listening right now and wondering if they should make that call?
Listen, your health and well-being are too important to leave to chance. If you've experienced any kind of hospital accident, even if you're not sure it qualifies, make that call to the Injury Helpline. The consultation is free, and it could make all the difference in getting the compensation you deserve.
And these attorneys really understand all the complexities involved, right?
They're absolute experts in this field. Remember, hospitals have entire legal teams protecting their interests. You deserve to have someone fighting just as hard for you. The Injury Helpline can connect you with attorneys who specialize in these exact types of cases and understand every nuance of hospital accident law.
That's really important, given how complex these cases can be.
Exactly right. So don't wait until it's too late. Call the Injury Helpline now and take that first step toward protecting your rights. The consultation is free, it's available 24/7, and it could be the most important call you make for your future.